AM 1310, the Light Indie source for inspiration and praise. Faith Dixon inside the Kingdom Takeover in the afternoons. I told you that we had some awesome surprises for Praise in the Park on the canal. And guess what? Some of you fans out there, have you heard of Nancy Jackson Johnson? Well, she is going to be gracing our stage this coming Saturday. Miss Jackson Johnson, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's a blessing to have you. I mean, I hear you're doing great things, big things for the kingdom. I heard you teamed up with Kevin Bond, Pajam, yeah. And you got a new CD. What's going on?
Yes, well, I got a new single out entitled I'm Free, produced by Kevin Bond. And later this summer, I'll have a new CD, full record, coming out on Camden Music, which is Pastor Donnie McClurkin's label. I'm his first artist that has been released. And we're just blowing up the kingdom of God. We're just doing it big for God.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, how did you connect with Pastor Donnie? Now, you know, I know God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Please share that testimony, please.
Well, I met Pastor Donnie, I'm going to say it must be about 20 years ago. And when
you
he
look so
became
young.
A solo
now,
artist.
Now, don't, was you an infant when you met him?
Yeah, I was like two.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents, you know, they let me go early.
Okay.
But I met Pastor Donnie through church, of course, and he invited me to sing background vocals for him. So I've recorded at least a couple of songs with him, and then he invited me to do the Live in Detroit album to sing backgrounds with him. And so I did that, and one day I just called him to say thank you. Mm. His album just got released. And, you know, my mama taught us to say thank you.
Come on.
So I called, and I just said, I didn't even think that I would get him on the phone, because he is very busy. And he answered, and I said, Pastor, listen, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. You didn't have to do it. I'm so proud of you. And then he flipped the conversation and began to ask me what I was doing. And I said, well, you know, I'm getting ready to sign with, you know, a local record company. And he said, you know what? I've been given this platform. He said, Nance, I want to sign you. I want to be of help to you. I believe that this is what God is calling me to do. He's blessed me. Now it's my turn to bless others.
Wow.
And I was like, man, stop kidding.
Now, you know, see, obedience is greater than sacrifice. Come on, you better. See, it's just saying thank you. A simple thank you has turned into this. Do you hear
Unbelievable.
What I'm saying?
I wasn't looking for it. Matter of fact, when he offered, I was like, really, Pastor, you don't have to do this. He said, no, I want to do that. This is what I want to do. So I said, let me go and pray about it. So I went to my husband, my family. They were like, girl, pray. What do you need to pray about? You better get to stepping. What?
I know that's so right. I know that's right, but you know, you got to pray about everything. It doesn't matter who it is. You can't get caught
right.
up in the hype. So, I mean,
right.
I do respect the fact that you did pray about it, but that is awesome. But I would have been like, girl, I probably would have been one of them ones too. You better sign. Oh, but congratulations. We're excited to have you be a part. We're honored to have you be a part, you know, with your wonderful dynamic octave range to be a part of our annual Praise in the Park on the canal, and we just are just excited about you coming.
Oh, I'm excited to declare freedom. This is an assignment. It's so much more than a CD, a single. This is an assignment, and coming and declaring the freedom of Christ, there are still a lot of us church folk that are still bound with stuff. I was one of them. I've been in church for years and shouted and danced.
Come on.
And God began to show me there were layers of stuff that were deeply rooted, dysfunctions in my family, generational
yes.
stuff that I didn't know anything about. And God said, look, I know you say, but I want to still set you free. There's still levels of freedom that we have yet to encounter, even as Holy Ghost-filled folk. So I just want to be a testament that God can totally set us free, but we got to be honest with ourselves. And realize that some of that stuff ain't going nowhere because we're shouting over it. You've got to give it up and let God set us totally free. So, I'm
you know, what? You better say that. You better preach. You better preach.
Hallelujah. He did it for me. Got
Come
rid
on.
Of the fear, the rejection, the intimidation, the spirit of lust. Completely delivered my life. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful to share this message.
That is awesome. With Nancy Jackson Johnson will be with us this coming Saturday, Praise in the Park on the canal. We appreciate you, my sister. Can't wait to see you. God bless you and your ministry, your family.
Thank you.
And we are excited.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you. I can't wait. Let's do it, Indianapolis.
That's right. Bring your shouting shoes because it's going to be on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be on.